Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls. Only a couple on the line now. There are plenty of openings if you want to call in. First-time callers are encouraged. Scottish John in Austin, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. Hey, I tried to get call in yesterday, but for some reason I wasn't lucky, because I wanted to give you an update on that. Call I made the day before about that LBC radio host that got fired.
Go right ahead.
For pissing off that Israeli guy. Apparently, what happened was as soon as that interview finished, they went on a commercial break and removed her from the studio. So, who the hell has that kind of control over a media outlet that something like that can happen? I just find that horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yes. Do you know why she was removed? What was she reporting they didn't like?
Well, she was interviewing this Israeli spokesman about the Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy thing in Tripoli, in Syria.
Damascus, yeah.
Yeah, Damascus, I beg your pardon, yeah. And of course, he was giving it all this crap. It wasn't an embassy, blah, 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 and we wouldn't do anything like that. Nonsense. But that's just, I find that very, very scary that something like that can happen. Anyway, that was that. Now, I heard you mention earlier on, you caught that interview between Richie Allen and Kevin Barrett. And Ryan,
yeah.
Ryan Christian. Yeah, that was a great interview, but Kevin Barrett said something in that interview, Jim, that saddened me greatly. He said, apparently, only 2% of Americans are cognizant about what is happening to the Palestinians. And my heart just sank when he said that. That just, what can you do, eh? I mean, I know I think I told you this months ago, when back in October when this kicked off, every time I would go to the store, I would wear a Palestinian T-shirt, and I've got a Palestinian baseball cap as well. And in all the times I went up there, a total of 12 people actually made a comment about what I was wearing. And I used to wonder, the hell is wrong with people? Are they all Israel supporters or what? But that was that. Now, I've got a couple of comments about Mr. Trump for you.
Yeah, go to it.
When his golf course was being constructed up there in Aberdeen years ago, he pissed a lot of people off. There was an old couple, well, an old lady, actually, she was in her 80s and her son was in her 60s, and they were what we call crofters. I think maybe in America you call them sharecroppers. They had a little plot of land there, and of course Trump wanted rid of them, and they wouldn't sell up. And what happened, I don't know if this was done deliberately, but while the construction was going on, they cut through this lady's water supply, the pipeline that gave her water, and she was without running water for 5 years.
5 years? And
5 years, yep. She got by getting water from a local well and buying bottled water, but despite numerous requests to have the pipe repaired, they never did it. But on the brighter side, of course, there was a lot of people protesting that golf course being built there, because it destroyed a lot of beautiful land, like all the sand dunes there on the east coast of Scotland. They were beautiful. So I heard this a bunch of, and I don't know how they administered this, but a bunch of young lads got together and they filled 18 holes on that golf course with human excrement. Now, I don't know if they did that on location or if they filled a bucket and went round and did it another way, but I thought that was a beautiful message to give Mr. Trump.
I'm upset by stories like that. He's supposed to be better than that. Is it possible he did not know about severing the water line, for example? Is it possible he didn't know?
He may have not known personally, but the people who were responsible for doing the work did, because they were told repeatedly. And there's a video on YouTube called "You've Been Trump." You can see what was going on there. And there's another. I've just remembered this one because it was in the original video that came out on YouTube approximately 10 years ago, something like that. And there's this little bit in it where Donald Jr. says to the son of the old lady there, he had an old broken-down tractor sitting on his property, which, you know, a lot of people like that do. They've had a tractor for years, and it breaks down, and it needs work, and they can't afford to get it fixed. And for some reason, this really upset young Trump. And he said to this guy, and it was, as I say, it was on the first time this video came out, but it got removed. He said, if you get that damn tractor fixed, I'll give you the effing golf course. But, of course, that never happened. But I just thought, that's a measure of these people. They're just crap. They're just garbage.
Yes. That's pretty disappointing. That's very disappointing, Scottish John. I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
Give me a few more thoughts here.
Oh, that was it, mainly. I'll tell you what I'll do as soon as I can find it. I wrote a little parody of Leonard Cohen's song, Hallelujah, about Donald Trump. And I'll find it before Monday, and I'll call in and sing it to you, all right?
Thanks, Scottish John. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
Frank in New York. Frank, join the conversation.
Well, this is not Frank, but I don't live in New York either. It's a silly Viking gal.
Go for it, Francis.
Oh, to go for it. Okay, I tell you. When they talk about this anti-Semitic bill or whatever, well, you know what? If the so-called Israelites, Jews or whatever, are so upset about, they don't want to be accused of this, that, or whatever, then stop acting like it. If you don't want to be accused of the atrocity, if you don't want to do the time, then don't do the crime. That's all there is to it, in a nutshell. Oh, as far as the election process goes, I did go dig in and do some research, and thankfully, not that there was some that appealed and some that did not or whatever, but trying to find out, there are a number of other candidates around the U.S. that are up for grabs for the hot seat in D.C., in the District of Criminals, not just Genocide Joe and Donald. So, in a way, it was kind of refreshing. At the same time, I'm like, we're never going to see them. We're never going to see them because whoever they have chosen, they're going to stay with it as far as the financial backing and who they're going to promote. And so it's going to be a nightmare. As far as the U.S. goes, in light of Peter's comment yesterday, yes, I will talk about, in a derogatory form, about the Jews that are doing the atrocities and so forth against a people that have not asked for it and did not call for it, for that matter. So if someone says, I cannot make such a comment, guess what? You don't pay my bills. So I can say what I wish to. There is such a thing as freedom of speech. I will. Period.
Well,
and if you don't like it, take a hike. So,
that's a good question, Francis. Is there freedom of speech? There sure as hell isn't if this anti-Semitism bill gets through the Senate. We're going to be in a disastrous situation. What it means to be American is going to be changed forever if this bill gets through. It's a disgrace.
Well, the question is, which politicians are getting paid off in their pocket layered to push this garbage through to start with, to begin with? Now, aside from that issue, it should never have existed or even being promoted, for that matter.
It got 390 votes in the House, Francis. 390 votes. You think about it.
Unfortunately, yes, you do. And quite frankly, it tells me that a lot of people are getting paid off to promote this garbage to start with. And the prospect of the fact that their career in the district criminals is on the line. So that tells me a lot there as well. So, oh, which reminds me, I am so missing hearing from Layla as well. She's been quiet for too long. Obviously, she's been busy with who knows what. I am missing her. And yesterday, Renee was priceless, as well as Laura in Ohio, as usual. So, go figure.
Francis, thank you, my friend. Give us your final thought.
Well, my final thought is always with the Palestinians that have been maimed, murdered, or displaced wherever they are, because they need to be back in their home. They need to be back in their home, their country, the land that they are supposed to be residing, period. You know, point blank.
Their homes don't exist any longer, Francis. They've been reduced to rubble, but they appreciate the thought.
All these funds have been extended to these very, as far as the financial bill goes, that is being promoted about billions going to this place, billions going to that place. How about a couple billion going towards the restructuring of the homes and the buildings for the Palestinian people? How about that? To get their life in order. How about that? Oh, that would be sacrilege.
Thank you. Thank you, Francis.
Have a fun weekend.
Frank,
later.
You got it. You too. Frank in New York, join the conversation. Frank.
I voted for Trump last time. I mean, how could you vote for the other guy?
Sure.
I mean, he's a walking zombie. You know, but Jim, here's a list of the campaign promises that Trump wrote. He was going to build a wall. Didn't happen. He was going to jail Hillary. Didn't happen. He was going to bring the troops home from the Middle East. It didn't happen. He was going to get along with Russia. That didn't happen. He was going to get Obamacare overturned. That didn't take place. He was going to set up a vaccine commission. Never happened. A voter integrity commission. Didn't happen. He was going to fix the infrastructure. Didn't take place. He was going to reinstate Glass-Steagall. That didn't take place. He was going to defund sanctuary cities. They were still getting their money. But he did hire more Goldman Sachs agents in 2 years than Bush and Obama did in their combined 16 years. He did screw Roy Moore. He did ban bump stocks by executive order. He bombed Syria based on a false flag incident. He sold billions of dollars worth of weapons to Syria, to the Saudis, to slaughter the people in Yemen, and then vetoed a bill passed in both houses to curtail the slaughter. He pardoned a guy named Sholem Weiss, who schooled elderly people and insurance companies out of over $400 million. That was on his last day out. He also pardoned about another dozen Jewish guys, okay, probably because of his son-in-law. I don't know. But he mentioned Muslims dancing in New Jersey on 9/11, but he never mentioned the dancing Israelis, okay? You know, what he says and what he does are quite a bit different at times. You know, he left Julian Assange twisting in the wind while he pardoned that other guy. You know, now people believe he's going to round up all of the immigrants, you know, when his first day's going to do this. I mean, here's a lot of things he said, you know, that he didn't do, and I don't know how much confidence we can have in him. But at the point, as you say, you know, we were, like, very disappointed in him. But what's the alternative? You know, I mean, if we had a legitimate third party, you know, I liked RFK. I sent him some money. I volunteered to work in his campaign. And then he gets rid of Dennis Kucinich, brings in, I think it was his daughter-in-law. And one of her first things was, well, we got to push for reparations. And I told him, goodbye. I seen reparations in work, okay? I worked there for a state office, and I saw Planned Parenthood, but Affirmative Action, okay, employed. And, you know, they had people, you know, of a darker color doing nothing, getting paid more than a lot of us were getting paid, just because they had to push them and promote them to keep that agenda going, you know. And that started with LBJ, but it worked down to people like myself, you know. But overall, I think, you know, we don't have an option, you know. I don't know, maybe I'll vote for Kennedy, I don't know. But we'll have to see. I don't know how many, you know, ballots he's going to get on. I'm a registered Libertarian. And I told the Libertarian Party, hey, bring RFK Jr. on. I said, he'll bring some name recognition. And I think they're on about 45 states without going through a lot of, gathering signatures and stuff.
Frank,
you know.
You've heard me say it before. The only one who can derail Trump, who can stop Trump, is Trump. But he's doing it. He is doing it. I am just flabbergasted by his not being better attuned to the will of the people. There's so much opposition to genocide. And here he's out being a cheerleader for Israel. The students are doing sincere protests, and here he is wanting to stomp them out. Those are red lines for me, Frank, and he has crossed both. I am disgusted with Trump.
Oh, I am too, Jim, and I think a lot of people are, you know what I mean? Especially with but you know, Jim, do you see any of our major politicians come out and take on Israel? They're afraid because the media will just destroy them. You know what I mean? Even Tulsi Gabbard, she come out. RFK said something about the Palestinians being privileged or something like this. I mean, you know, they're all afraid of you know, the lobby, okay? They're afraid of AIPAC. They control the media. I mean, you know, we've had, I think Alan Dershowitz has said, you know, yeah, we Jewish people control the media, but we're doing a great job with it. And Joel Stein, I think he wrote an article about how they control Hollywood. You know, Alex Jones will tell us it's the Chinese, but I think most of us realize it's probably, you know, Harvey Weinstein and those guys.
Yeah.
You know.
A sordid crew, if ever there were one, sad to say.
Without a doubt, Jim, without a doubt. Jim, I'll bail out and let somebody else come in. You have a great day. Keep up the good work and enjoy your weekend.
Great stuff, Frank. I always enjoy hearing from you. Alexander in Canada. We're going to hit a break, Alexander. I'll carry you over. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I just want to make a couple of points. I just want to say that there was an excellent call that Peter did yesterday about the Jewish lobby and the Jewish establishment and all the power that they have. And she said, what you're seeing here with the protests is just another act of Jewish power. See, it's not Christian Zionist power. It's not the energy and oil companies' power. Like this is an act of Jewish power. And she said, when the Black Lives Matter did all the damage that they did, that's worth like $2 billion worth of damage, and all the damage that was done by Antifa, damaging all the statues, the LGBT walking around naked for a month and having gay flags. The media and the universities said nothing. But see, when Palestinians protest, they attack them. So you see the hypocrisy. And see, so it shows you that who's running those universities. And see, so if you condemn Israel in the university, you question the Holocaust, you get fired and you go to prison, and the same thing happens here in Canada too.
And, yeah, it's unbelievable, Alexander, but it's what's going on today. You're absolutely right. More?
And so what's going to happen is that now, just like what Tom from Florida keeps on saying, there's going to be like a civil war, like because and they're the ones who are instigating all this violence. And Caesar, Renee, and Lauren should really listen to what Peter said yesterday about the Jewish power, like, because they're the ones who are running the country, not the Christian Zionists. And Caesar, the Christian Zionists are irrelevant. I keep on saying the main people who have the power are the Jewish Zionists.
So I'm being told, Alexander, that the Christian Zionists are in shock that all this is bringing them to their senses, that they didn't realize the inherent incoherence of Zionism and Christianity, because the Zionists would just as soon kill all the Christians. So what are the Christians doing, giving the Zionists more rope to hang them? I mean, I think it's a misconception, you know, about the relationship between Christianity and Judaism. We'll be right back. You'll have further thoughts, Alexander. Stand by.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Your thoughts, friend.
There have been Christian Zionists who have became ex-Zionists, and Caesar, what they've said is that the Christian Zionist people, all they cared about is the money. Like this whole Christian Zionist thing is just a facade that they play on people. It's a scam. It has nothing to do with the Bible. These people are saying all this so they can to show that, you know, their position is more spiritual and it's all about decency and all that, and it's like something holy and all that. But see, it's all a scam. The Christian Zionists are a scam, and they have no power. They work with the Jews so they can make money out of all this. And see, and the Jewish people use the Christian Zionists to attack other Christians, people like everybody else. Like, it's a divide and conquer. So people like Renee say that the Christian Zionists are and all that, like, but, like, oh, she, yeah.
Just she talking about the talking issues. About. Just do not do that, Alexander. I don't want you to attack other callers. Their ideas, okay, but not them, okay? Just give your position on Christian Zionism. Don't relate it to whoever said it. Just say your position.
Well, see, sir, I have to relate it to who said it because I'm responding to that person to what they've said. I'm not attacking her. I'm not saying Renee is a bad person or I'm just saying that she said something and I disagreed with it. But anyway, sir, I'm done.
Okay. Please go ahead. Thanks for the call. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, you know, one thing about Joe Biden, he's never been to Israel to kiss the wall. And he, in the early 1980s, according to Adam Green from No More News, went over there and confronted Menachem Begin about trafficking women off the streets of Minneapolis and the streets of Kiev and beating them into submission to be prostitutes on the streets of Tel Aviv. According to Adam Green, Biden said that he's going to cut off their foreign aid. He doesn't stop it. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what Adam Green reported. Now, quickly, I want to tell you a quick story how Trump got rich. Trump's name is nowhere, anywhere in the phone book for being big money in New York. There was a railroad that ran along the Hudson River. It was a people mover, and it went bankrupt. And while it was in bankruptcy, Trump's dad was friends with the mayor of New York. And Trump was handed the right to buy the options on the land along the Hudson River. It was rigged. So whatever happened, Trump was instantly big money because he got these options along the Hudson River. That is where Trump has been under the control of Jewish finance from the beginning. He is not a self-made billionaire, you know, a businessman, a mover and a shaker. He was set up to be a money laundering machine for the fall of Russia. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hey, good. Rick, say a few more words. Where do you think we're going from here? I'm very concerned. How's it going to play out? Your thoughts?
Well, I think what's going on right now with all this pressure on the colleges is they're really afraid that the truth about where and how and why Israel was created is starting to become mainstream in society. You know, if you take a list of these names, Bugsy Siegel, Meyer Lansky, Jack Ruby, Mickey Cohn, what they all have in common is these are the people that armed the Haganah that went in there and slaughtered all the Palestinians. That's the kind of information that has to stay in the crypts. But it's starting to become common knowledge. I mean, these kids are learning that, you know, how many people have been murdered for this Old Testament bloodletting that's been taking place. You think this bloodletting would have happened if Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and Prince and John Denver were still alive? There'd be way too much resistance to it. So there is a lot of dirty laundry that goes along with this bloodletting, and they're panicking. We have to stop the conversation about the Jews in Israel. But anytime this starts in society, there's a big thing coming down the pipeline. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people end up dead. Usually, you know, it was the Germans who rescued the Russians from the Jews. It was the Americans who rescued the Jews from the Germans. But who's going to rescue the Jews from the Americans? You know, so.
Rick, I only hope that enough of the public becomes aware of what the hell's going on, but the media is so massively controlled by the Zionists. I don't know if the message can come through even in these desperate times. How's the public reacting to the protests on the campus and the brutality with which they're being met?
Well, it's probably the most efficient use
of
the police.
Hang on, Rick, over the break. Hang on.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
So Rick in Arizona, where are we going from here, Rick?
Well, you know, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, I don't think Biden will sign it. I think another reason they need Trump in there is Trump will sign it immediately. But you got to get the Senate to sign off on it. It might not make it through this run. But if Trump is president, they'll run it through again. And there's already been people noticing that this thing is nothing but BS. I mean, if you quote Jesus Christ the way this law reads, you know, you're creating a hate crime against the Jews. I mean, John 8:44.
Yeah.
John 8:44 says Jesus called the Jews out for being the murderers and the son of the devil. So they're doing what they can. You know, the House of Representatives passed it. I don't even think the Senate will pass it. But if they do, I don't think Biden will sign it. But then who knows? They might have enough power in both houses to override a veto by Joe Biden. But I don't think Biden will sign it. I think, Joe Biden is, the power of the Zionists is so horrendous that Biden cannot do anything about it. His kids are married to Jews. Trump's kids are married to Jews. Bush's kids were married to Jews. Clinton's kids were married to Jews. These people are masters at manipulation and control. And I think the only person that could get us out of this is somebody we don't even know who their name is. So, hey, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Rick. Great call. Excellent. Reb in Colorado, join the conversation, Reb.
Well, once again, we've heard Tom complaining. He wanted me to look up Rudolph Hess. I did. That's victory of the war. We get it. The Japs would have been in Moscow. They didn't have a deal with the Soviets. They had a deal. We know the whole war scene, but we're not going to refight that. And the Japs make better cars than Americans. You get one of their Lexus, you know it. I mean, that's the car. That's luxury export U.S. They would have won the war. They didn't have to attack America. They should have rolled into Moscow. Everything would have been better. Yeah. It's 80 years. Forget it. Right now, they're on the streets here, these darkies, and they got to go. I just talked to Fort Carson, Colorado, PMO. They know Bubba Scout Rev War. I said, sir, we're doing everything to get you through. And then we're going to push them off the street because the locals, why do you people always say, we don't trust the government? And then when Guinea shows up, you bend over and open wide. I want an answer. What's that all about? Who do you think they are? It is a government. You're jerks that push you around. If the white boys went in the streets like they're breaking up these intersections and jumping on cars, how long do you think that would last? Do you think the local Guineas would allow that? We know they wouldn't. If the white boys, I got long, thick, blonde hair, pale white skin, a bunch of us run over the border into Canada. How long before we got attacked by those hosehead bastards? So you see, it's all rigged. And you don't have to tell us how the Yids suck, because it's in the textbook. They told the local Guineas, attack the white boys. The blonder, the worse they are. And we're fed up. That's got to stop. And by the way, he said, this lady should get on the program. He was talking to this Mr., I forgot his name. I know it, but he's on later. And he said, there's going to be a race war. No, there's not. And we hate people. We hate people. But we never were. We don't write race war. We are war, period. And it's not going to happen. We don't write, what good is a race war? We're going to get the enemies dead. It's called their game's over. We learned the lesson from that Vietnam, Southeast Asia. You don't let them overrun your border. You go kill them. That's what you got to do. And these bastards are going to keep doing that until you say no. And it's the Guineas who are leading them in here. And they even contacted me when they're not allowed to. I said, jerk, you're not allowed to call. Oh, by the way, do your job and clear the streets of these idiots that are jumping on car windows. Even the government van says U.S. government. So I drive around those.
Give us your website again, Rep. Give us your website.
Yeah. Tell Tom, if he's really upset, he was cursing yesterday on this program. He was flipping out. If you're that upset, don't shut up about us. We're at the top of the war machine. And Bubba's not happy. She's the god of war. That's above Rabbi and Imam and Pope. She's up there. She's the god of war. We'll take care of this. We're sick of this. It's going to stop. Bring the troops, and we'll start here. But you got to say Bubba Scout Reb and never shut up about us. And so you look on the internet, type the 13 letters there, and you'll see all we write about is killing the enemy. And we don't say race. We never wrote race war. And we won't have one when the enemy's dead. Okay? Thanks a lot. Bubba Scout Reb War. She'll take over. We're not all white boys. Two of us.
Thanks. We appreciate your point of view. Let's see. We got here Thomas in New Mexico. Thomas.
Yeah, Jim. Dr. Jim, thank you for taking my call. And one of my calls, when I called on one of your live shows, we need Dr. Jim as president. Vote for Dr. Jim. We need you as president. Before I share what I want to say on my mind, I sent you, I think, a lot of emails. I go by One Blue Raven, Dr. Jim.
Oh, yeah.
You see my emails, right? I'm not trying to spam you.
I get them, Thomas.
Okay. I don't want you to think I'm not trying to spam you. If you ever want me to stop sending you emails,
Not a problem.
But keep the reason coming. Why I sent you an email last night when I first heard about that bill, that pro-Zionist bill that they all passed, Wednesday night. By the way, I think it's a very dangerous bill, because if you read my email, I don't know if they could track where I live. but a lot of
they know where all of us live. They practically know what we're thinking before we think it. So, you know, don't worry about
it. In fact, I was going to share something a little off the topic, if I have time, what you just said, that they know what we think before we think it.
Yeah.
Because the email I sent you, Jim, I put hashtag because I do believe that. Because they are targeting, and I'm going to get into that if I have time. I put hashtag on a lot of, and I upload these videos onto my Talk to You Radio podcast. I had Stephen, I forgot his name. That's on RBN. He was a guest with me recently. Anyways, I put hashtag USA Israel terrorist nations. I don't take that back. I do believe that. I also put hashtag USA Israel genocide war crimes. And on one of my podcasts, I like to get your opinion, Jim. I may shock some people on what I'm going to say. I don't even know if I should say it. I said it on my podcast. I was referring to the fake, I call them fake Christians, the ones that are Christian Zionists that are supporting Israel. I believe they're fake Christians, in my opinion. But I called them, I said, I was trying to find out if anyone wanted to debate me, call into my podcast. I was saying, and then my temper went up, and they do attack us, and they call us goyim. That is an attack. We're animals, like we're cattle.
Right. The goyim are non-Jews. Yes. The goyim are the non-Jews.
Yeah. So since they call us goyim on my podcast, yeah, I lost my temper, and I used the word Jew, and then P-I-G, like an animal.
Yeah, well,
that's what I said.
Yeah, we all become very emphatic and, you know, aggravated. Give us a final thought, Donna.
Well, I believe, I wanted to say two quick things. I uploaded about a targeted individual. It's an older broadcast. I think I sent that to you. It's on my BitChute channel. A targeted individual, U.S. Army, retired, and he was sharing that they can see when you're targeted and Scott Hensler, that's targeted, also said this too. They can see what you see through your eyes, and they can hear what you hear through your ears when you're targeted. It's very scary. I'm targeted. And I'll probably, maybe they can actually put me in prison, maybe if they hear in a federal prison, if they hear what I'm saying, because now that they passed that bill, they could put me into a federal prison. All of us. They could put all of us that talking freely. Yeah. Can I share one quick thing, please? I'll make it quick. That Dr. Lorraine Day has warned about this. I know you heard about Dr. Lorraine Day. She's dead
now.
I like
her a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, God bless her soul. But she's correct. I believe they're going to ban the Bible. I believe they're going to pass Noahide laws, which has nothing to do with Noah in the Bible. They're draconian laws. One of them that if you worship Jesus, then they'll call it idolatry if you worship Jesus, and off with your head, beheading of your head. That's my final last thought. Oh, yeah, one quick thing. Thank you, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. I doubt if he's listening. He's a targeted individual. Thank you, Dr. Eric Carlstrom, for all the work you do. God bless your soul. And thank you, Jim, for letting me share.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. The bill has passed the House, but it hasn't passed the Senate, and I'm hoping it doesn't. Renee, go ahead. Give us your latest thoughts.
Yes. I'd like to talk about solutions first.
Good.
Okay. The thing is, from what we can see, every one of the candidates that they're talking about are Zionists, okay? I think that's not questionable anymore since Trump, it's really become more obvious, okay?
Yeah.
So all of them.
Yeah.
There's only one. What we have to do, I think, but some people are not going to be able to handle this, because if we want to make the establishment miserable, which is, I want to do that, okay? I admit it. The thing is, what we need to push is the idea of Dr. Jill Stein, because she is on the ballot already with the Green Party in over 40 states, and she's the only one that's not a Zionist, and she's a Jew. And Jeffrey Sachs, another good Jew, has endorsed her. Now, they want to pretend she doesn't exist, because what would they do with her? They can't call her an anti-Semite, okay? And she is pro-Palestinian, okay? So the thing is, this would drive them crazy, which is what I want to do, okay? So the thing is,
this is an interesting and worthwhile idea, because frankly, I'm at a loss what to do with Trump showing his true colors. I'm so disturbed. The most charitable interpretation you can give is Trump is just playing along until he becomes president. But I'm sorry to say, it all looks too sincere to me.
Well, I'm sorry, but Trump is a malignant narcissist, and the only thing you can depend on his personality type to do is look out after hit number one himself. And you see, the problem is his largest voting block is Christian Zionist. So he's going to do exactly what they want, okay? You can take that to the bank. That's what's going to happen. And so the thing is, I see if we could somehow start pushing into the consciousness of the public. As somebody said earlier, hardly anybody even knows about what's going on with the Palestinians and stuff. Not everybody keeps up with this stuff like we do. If we somehow start pushing Jill Stein into the consciousness, what are they going to do? This would be a real problem for them, where they maybe have to start putting her like on the news or whatever. Like, if anybody ever polls you, say you're voting for Jill Stein, okay? And the thing is, somehow we have to figure out how to push her into the consciousness, because, let's face it, they can't, what are they going to do? So the thing is, she is the only one, because she's even out there getting arrested and being brutalized by cops. Because the thing is, the Christian Zionists and the Jewish Zionists, they kind of cut from the same cloth, okay? They really don't like each other. They kind of smile and pretend they're no big hypocrites. Because the Christian Zionists, you know, they also act like the chosen people, where they think God loves them the best, and they're going to be raptured up, and unless the Jews convert, they're going to be burned in hell forever. Plus, I believe you said you're an agnostic. They don't like you either. They don't want you to. They don't think you're going to be raptured up with them either. So I think you should remember that. Okay, the thing is, these people, and the thing is, all you have to do is Google things like Dominionist theology or Christian Reconstructionism, things like that. People have no idea, because these people work by stealth. One of the people that's honest about this, and actually is the only person that doesn't almost poop in his pants if you bring up the Council for National Policy, where a lot of these evangelical Protestant-type conservatives collude together, Chris Hinckley is one of the only people on this network in the morning who has no reservations about talking about the Council for National Policy and some of those people in it and their agenda. Because the thing is, they're exactly the same. The Jews and the Christians think we're special. And the Jews, in a way, are not as greedy. They have that garbagey little piece of land in the Middle East that the English gave. You notice they didn't give them Bavaria out of Germany, or part of England, or Arizona. They gave them somebody else's property. But the thing is, the Christian Zionists over here, they believe God gave them all of America and the world.
Renee, I like your calls when it's a Friday. I got three others, but it's good. I like this Jill Stein thing. I'm going to give this thought. Thank you for excellent. I look forward to you Monday. Dan in Washington, join the conversation, Dan.
Yeah, thanks. I wouldn't go with Jill Stein because she's a Jew, and even if she's pretending not to be a Jewish Zionist, she's still basically part of the Jewish supremacist network. That's why she's running the Green Party, which was started by Ralph Nader and then subverted and taken over by Jews like Bernie Sanders and her. So you got to have good instincts about how this works. You know,
where do you think we ought to go, Dan? How do we deal with the situation we're in?
There's no political solution out of this. What's going to happen is China and Russia are going to rise. And I could even see China helping us expel the Jews from here, or at least, you know, calling out Jewish supremacy in America. That could be a strategy that China, Russia, and Iran start adopting. Just pointing out to America that Jews run America. I wanted to talk. I was watching War Strike with Eric Stryker, and they had great footage of these people beating the crap out of these protesters in California. And like you said, the savagery, man. I mean, they had these cops going up to these college kids. One guy got shot in the head, close range with a rubber bullet. And then they have these Jew Zionists, you know, they look like typical white guy. What they looked like was actual Mossad special forces, basically. And the cops sat back and let these guys just beat the crap out of these college kids. The cops helped instigate that.
They could very well be Mossad. I think you're right, Dan. They could very well be.
I think they are, and they were actually shooting fireworks at them. So the U.S. government's actually instigating terrorism, and they're going to kill one of these dudes. And back to my last point, BLM, Black Lives Matter, like Renee, she talked about Occupy Wall Street, which was actually a good movement, grassroots. So it was the WTO riots. But what happened was...
Yeah.
Again, the usual suspects take them over, and they fund BLM and all this anti-white stuff. So
Dan,
it's interesting now, though.
Give me an update on Monday, Dan. Thanks for the call. Bill in Tennessee. Bill, join the conversation.
Yeah. How do you do, Dr. Fester? Thanks very much. This is a first-time calling for me. I've got two articles I want to run past you. First of all, there's an article that I hesitated sending in to you. It's from the National Magazine on April of 2023. And the headline is Trump Campaigns Colludes with Israel. And the gist of this article is that the Trump campaign did not collude with Russia, it colluded with Israel. But the reason they went after Trump and they put in Russia was for obvious reasons. They couldn't put Israel on the spot. They wanted to protect Israel in this. And they give as evidence in this the fact that right after Trump got in, he had given the Golan Heights to Israel. He had moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I don't
know
about the truth of the article. There's one thing that I don't think is true in the article, and I think that you're probably more aware of this than I am, is that during this whole thing, when the Democratic candidates were, when the Democratic Party was hacked, they were hacked by an internal source. Am I correct?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It was right. Seth Rich. Yeah.
Right, Seth Rich, exactly. And then they've done everything they can to cover the Seth Rich murder. In this magazine article, they said that the Russians actually hacked the DNC. So that's a little inconsistency there. So I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah, it's not true. They didn't. But that's otherwise. No. That's kind of interesting. If you want to send it to me, you know, find my email. You know, I got a page here for the show for right here on RBN Authentic News. It's got my address. And just send it to me. I'd like to take a look at it. And I'm glad you called in. Did you have a final thought, Bill?
Real quick, I do. By the way, I did send you a link on that already.
Okay.
My other thing is I wanted to whine about something that happened. After your show yesterday at 4 o'clock, I get a text message from the Republican Party, and they're saying if I send them $25 right away, I will get a Stand With Israel coffee mug. And I sent you a link of that as well.
That's
with a picture of the coffee mug.
Yeah.
So I know. I unsubscribed to them. What can I tell you?
I want to get John from Missouri here, but good call. John in Missouri, go for it.
Good afternoon, Jim. You know what? Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to pipe out real quick. This Jewish thing is a serious problem. I mean, it's more serious than anything we've ever had to deal with. And I just want to let you know that the Jews are actually stole the Hebrews' identity. See, Moses was a Hebrew, not a Jew. And these Jesuits are Jewish that were created by the Chaldeans who are Catholics. I mean, this is an insane gig. And I'm going to tell you now, we just got to be real careful because as soon as they put that rule in, they're going to come after all of us for what we say. But right, but if they pass it, I'm going to make shirts to say Jews, F-U-C-K, kids. Because I'm just going to go after everything I got.
It's going to be chaos. If that passes, the First Amendment is dead. And if the First Amendment is dead, America is dead. You're on the right track.
It'll be game over.
John, you're on the right track.
One more last thing I got to do this with you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to get in a laugh with you because I love laughing like you do with my kids because my kids... they don't like that laugh, and I just want to laugh with you. Here we go. Hey,
that's great. John. I love it. But listen, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. Have a great weekend, and support RBN.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7-10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN. Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7 to 10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.